This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Happy February. Welcome into Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world. And on the Super Bowl weekend, we got a big show for you. My first guest, Olympic gold medalist Scott Hamilton, will be joining us. Later on, actress Marion Ross, 90 years old and still active from Happy Days. We've got Bob Harper, who's going to be the host of another season of The Biggest Loser. And Dr. Daria Gillespie, going to be talking about the flu season. Next hour, Gary Moore will be joining us. He's written the book called Hey Buddy. It's the 61st anniversary coming up on February 3rd of the passing of Buddy Holly. Also, KC and the Sunshine Band and Elizabeth High School will be here. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi Today. We're going to pause very shortly, but we'll be back with my first guest this first hour, Scott Hamilton. Hi, this is Ron Segi, and I want to share an experience I had. I'm a classic automobile enthusiast, and recently I wanted to change the color of one of my most treasured and rare cars. I got a quote to have it painted and almost fainted. The cost was terrible, and they couldn't guarantee satisfaction. That's when I called SignZoo. I had seen expensive cars like Bentleys, Lamborghinis, Rolls-Royces, Cadillacs, Mercedes, vinyl wrapped, and they looked better than paint and more resistant to the elements and a whole lot less expensive. SignZoo explained to me that paint replacement, you can make a green car red with finishes that cannot be achieved with paint. Some of these wraps include carbon fiber, camouflage, 3D, and embossed textures. And boat owners, SignZoo wraps more boats than anyone in the country. They're licensed, insured, and professionals service the country nationwide. And their warranty in the industry is the best. Check out their website at SignZoo.com. That's SignZoo.com. And make your car or boat pop with a new look.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today. Well, our next guest has not been with us in a long time, and I am so glad that he's back to chat with us. And this time he has written a book, and I got to tell you that I read this book. It's a children's book. It has brought several tears to my eyes because it is so well done. And it's also done with Brad Paisley doing the illustrations. Joining us here now is his author and our friend, Scott Hamilton. Hi, Scott. How are you? Welcome back.
Great talking with you. This is exciting. Ron, thanks so much for helping me get the word out on this really unique and beautiful little children's book. It's an exciting project. It's been a lot of fun to put together. And Fritzy Finds a Hat is coming out on World Cancer Day, and we're really hoping that everyone picks it up. It's really an important book. It's a gentle way to share a cancer diagnosis with your child, and also it's an incredible book about how that child can, you know, really participate in that adventure, you know, with their mom. And it kind of is my, you know, the story I had with my mom. She came home in a very cheerful way. She said, "Hey, everybody, family meeting. I've just been diagnosed with an illness called cancer." And she did it in such a way that it was like, man, she doesn't seem upset or worried about it at all. And that's kind of, you know, this story. And it was up to me, and Fritzy is a skater, and he has to figure out a way to help his mom. And so he figures that, you know, she told him that she was going to lose her hair and that, you know, it'll grow back and not to worry about that. But, you know, he figures he's going to find her the perfect hat. And that's his adventure through this book. And it's so sweet and it's so well done. And Brad Paisley and his two sons, each of his sons did a panel, each did a hat, and they really did an incredible job of the illustrations on that, and I'm really proud of the final product.
Well, you should be. I have two grandchildren, a little boy 6 and a little girl 7, and I can't wait to have them get this book, because I am definitely going to have them. This is done so well, Scott. It really is. Now, if you haven't figured this out, ladies and gentlemen, we are talking to one of America's heroes, Olympic gold medalist, winning 4 consecutive U.S. championships, 4 consecutive world championships, a gold medal in 1984 Olympics, and in the fantastic World Figure Skating Hall of Fame, Scott Hamilton. Scott, you have had your own battles, and you've been very candid about this, too, with cancer, with testicular cancer, and now you are having some issues with, may I say, a benign tumor?
Well, it's, benign. It's not a malignancy, but they're mischief makers, and that's for sure. You know, I joke that I've got this really unique hobby of collecting life-threatening illness, and it's just been one thing after another. I had the childhood illness that went undiagnosed all those years, and then I got into skating, and that seemed to go away, and then I was diagnosed with cancer in 1997, and, after a ton of chemotherapy and big surgery, I got through that, and then a few years later, I'm diagnosed with this pituitary brain tumor that, ironically, I was born with. So that was the undiagnosed illness we feel. I mean, there's really no way of proving that, but, I was born with this brain tumor, and then for whatever reason, all those years that I skated, it didn't do its mischief, and then it came back with a vengeance. So treated it the first time with radiation. It came back 6 years later. At that time, it was a surgery that was didn't go as well as we hoped, and but they got the tumor out, and then 6 years later it came back, and now I'm really just trying to keep an eye on it and not, just knee-jerk going after something really invasive. And I try to preach that to anyone that'll listen. It's all about vigilance. If you get to something early, it's just a blip. If you delay, and if you get to something late, then that's much more difficult and a greater challenge to deal with. So it's all about vigilance. It's all about, being healthy. It's all about, just knowing what's good for you and knowing what's bad for you, and responding in kind, and really just move, get out there, be active, and you can prevent a lot of bad things from happening. But cancer is a serious thing. It's 1 in 2 men, 1 in 3 women will be diagnosed with cancer in this country, and we've just got to do better through research, and that's what my CARES Foundation does. And honestly, all the proceeds will go towards my CARES Foundation to fund research, and the Moffitt Cancer Center for their patient support programs. And, I volunteer constantly, and I've never taken a penny for anything I do with CARES, because I want 100% of that to go toward, the solution to this problem that's going to touch so many people.
You know, my friend, you are a champ on and off the ice. There's no question about that. How'd you come up with the name Fritzy?
It's just cute. It's just cute. You've got to come up with something memorable, for, these characters, Johnny finds that, it's got to be something silly, something magical, something whimsical, and so Fritzy, it was just a really cute name, and then you look at, all the other things, Goldwing, Fritzy Goldwing, it's like, it's very fun, it's very cute, and when we did the initial illustrations, they had my mom as kind of like the mom from like a 50s sitcom, like Father Knows Best,
right.
And I go, no, my mom was a 4x4, and so they drew her, and it looks like my mom, and it really is just a beautiful way of kids responding positively to, a challenge that mom's going through, and it helps them, and it's not just for for kids that are, you know, facing a family diagnosis of cancer. It's really just a problem-solving book, and it allows people to understand things in a different way. And I really, it's a beautiful book. It was really well put together, and everyone that worked on it wasn't just, you know, me, Mary Coffey. And this is kind of her brainchild, and she's, you know, Moffitt Cancer Center, and then, you know, Bill Kersey did the art direction of pulling the pieces together, and Carrie Morgan is the executive director of the CARES Foundation, kind of took the lead on all the assembly. Jonathan Merck is the book agent. He's done a spectacular job of creating some really good distribution on this. So people will be able to pick up on World Cancer Day, February 4th. They'll be able to find it pretty much anywhere and everywhere. And I'm really excited for how this book will serve the community and give parents the tools they need to, in a very gentle way, talk to their children about cancer.
Scott, I pick it up, and I think, well, it was a children's book, right? So I'm reading it, and I'm reading it, and I can feel my eyes welling up, you know, because, gosh, it was done so well. And you just did a fantastic job. And I didn't realize that Brad was such a articulate artist. The captions and the photography, not photography, but the drawings are just absolutely fantastic. He did a great job on this.
Yeah, he's incredible. We've got, you know, a couple pieces of his art hanging in our home. And you know, he's been a dear friend for a long time. You know, it's the reason I live in Nashville is Brad. You know, it's just so, you know, it's they're wonderful people. You know, their two boys are extremely artistic, and that, you know, it's hard to tell, you know, which panels they did. You really can't tell. You know, I even have to ask them. They have to remind me which panels
they did.
Because they're every bit as good as Brad's, and he was really proud of it. And it was funny when we were coming to the end of kind of the deadline, I go, how's everything going? And he goes, good, really good. It's been fun. He goes, hey, would it be okay if my kids each did a panel? And it's yes, it'd be awesome. It's a family affair. I mean, this is done for children, by children. It just really just puts a bow on top of it. So
it's great.
He finds a hat, you know, find a home on February 4th, and it'll be around for a long time. And I truly hope people will pick it up.
Fritzy, support cancer research. Fritzy finds a hat, a gentle tale to help talk with children about cancer. All the proceeds, of course, going to Scott Hamilton's CARE Foundation and at the Moffitt Cancer Center. Scott, don't be a stranger. We look forward to having you back, my friend.
I really appreciate it. Thanks so much, Ron. You're a good man, and you've got a big platform, and I'm really grateful for that.
Well, I'm grateful that you and I are friends. And please, again, take me up on my offer. Don't be a stranger, okay?
Okay, thanks so much.
Thanks, Scott. Our guest has been Scott Hamilton. And, of course, Scott Hamilton is a tremendous, tremendous athlete. He won the Olympic gold medal. He won four consecutive U.S. championships for four consecutive world championships and a gold medal in the 1984 Olympics. He is also a celebrated figure skater who's now retired with 70 titles under his belt, awards and honors, including in the induction into the United States Olympic Hall of Fame, and a privileged member of the World Figure Skating Hall of Fame. And his book is out right now, Fritzy Finds a Hat. Scott Hamilton and Brad Paisley doing the illustrations. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Live nationwide and around the world, Ron Segi today, and our next guest has not been with us in several years. She is a grand lady. So many of us remember her on Happy Days, but she is a very talented actress in all kinds of venues. And I was reminding her of the fact that she was one of my very first guests when I started this show. Joining us right now is everybody's mom, Marion Ross. Hi, Marion. How are you?
Oh, Ron, so good to talk to you. Of course, I like anybody named Ron, you know that.
Well, yeah. Yeah, you know, it's funny. I have a friend down the hall who has a production company, and his name is Howard. And we were looking at a venture together, and I said, let's just call it Ron Howard Productions. It's your name and my name. What are they going to know, right? When we first started this show, somebody said to me, you should have pictures of all the people that you've interviewed. Well, over the past 20 years, I've interviewed almost 19,000 people.
Uh-huh.
So I would have to have a studio the size of a mall. You were one of the first people who sent me an autographed picture. It's hanging in our studio, and that goes back a few years, so I treasure that very much, Marion. I really do.
I feel very honored, very honored.
I look down your list of credentials, and I would love to be able to say everything that you have been in, but
too much.
Well, we would be here, you know, we would be saying, at the end of the interview, we'd be saying, Happy New Year, everybody.
But, you know, I understand that this goes overseas to the...
Yes, we are heard in a lot of places.
Well, you know, during Happy Days, we went over to West, to Germany, and to the East German border, and we played softball with the 3rd Infantry.
Wow.
There. And then, at the end of the show, we all got on a plane and went to Okinawa.
Really?
Played softball with the Marines over there.
The whole cast?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
because
good.
We had this ball team. And the other day, some wonderful big Marine came up to me and said, I want to shake your hand. He said, I played softball with you in Okinawa. I said, very likely.
Wow, that is very cool.
Isn't that something?
See, those are nice memories to have. And you must have a ton of memories. I mean, when I, as I mentioned before, look down everything that you have done, it's amazing, including the Glenn Miller story, which was so well done. And I love the fact that your farm is named Happy Days, and your adjacent area is Sophie Park, and your role for Brooklyn Bridge.
And that's from Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah.
It's a show that not too many people saw. We only made 35 of those.
You know, it's funny because everybody, of course, equates you with your 11-year portrayal of Mrs. Cunningham on Happy Days, and that show is still on today, so it has never gone away. But Arsenic and Olace, The Love Boat, your great performance on Night Court where you were a crazy woman. It's just amazing, the things. In fact, Life with Father, ladies and gentlemen, was one of the very first shows ever to be aired in color as a series, and you were in that.
I know. We did it live at CBS. If you were a stage actor, we could do all those live shows because we were used to performing as a stage actor.
You bring up a good point, because a lot of people today in the business will not be able to ever perform on stage because they're so used to doing takes for sitcoms or dramas that are no longer than maybe 45 seconds to 2 minutes.
Yeah.
They can't go top to bottom. Well, let's talk about your latest, and I love this, 5-time Emmy and Golden Globe nominee. Marion Ross is going to be starring in Flower Girl on the Hallmark Channel. The Hallmark Channel, really, and I've said this so many times to so many people, have really sunk their teeth into great shows that are actually geared and I think could be in movie theaters.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, it's the only TV series that has these anthology stories for us. Otherwise, we can't get a good role somewhere. We just really can't. They're little fluffy things that we do. But Hallmark, that's why we all want to. They said, you want to do Hallmark? And I said, boy, do I ever. And, of course, this is love and romance and weddings and how you find the right person, which everybody has a problem with this. But I thought when they first sent it to me, I said, Flower Girl? Oh, I bet I'm an old hippie.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew, because you know what? When I first saw the name, I thought to myself, well, here we go, back to the 60s now.
Yeah, well, here's the flower child, you know?
Yeah, right.
And I said, oh, this is great. Can I wear kind of long gray hair, you know, like ladies that shouldn't cut their hair years ago?
And bell bottoms and all that.
And I said, kind of use gypsy clothes. And they said, Marion. It's about this beautiful girl trying to find the right person to get married to. And of course, we run a flower shop for putting on weddings. So the show is filled with these beautiful, beautiful weddings that we're putting together.
There's a term that I never heard before, okay? And that term is red flag men. And those are guys that give subtle hints, but they aren't really looking to settle down, because that's part of the show. I mean, are these red flag men?
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, especially this generation, the men don't, they're very immature.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to make a commitment. And now, of course, the girls don't want to. Our culture has changed. Amazing to keep up. And how can a young couple, what I like to read the New York Times, they have a whole thing about weddings in the style section. And believe me, they're all 38-year-olds.
Yeah.
Because they've done this, they've done that, they've had this. Now they would like to settle down.
Yeah, there was a time that, especially I think more with women than with men, but if, you know, you were like 22 years old and you were a woman and you weren't married, something was wrong. Remember that?
Oh, somebody would get you married, or you would marry just anybody.
Yeah, the guy down the street or a fixed wedding or something.
Well, like in our Hallmark show, the grandmother is kind of on her tail all the time. You've got, you know.
From the old school, yeah.
Meet this guy. I want you to get married. And she's such a beautiful girl. You think, what? She has trouble getting married? No, but she must have very high standards.
Yes. A lot of times, I probably knew girls like this, the prettiest girl in school would stay home on Saturday night because everybody was afraid to ask her.
I think
you probably was that girl.
I wasn't. No, but I was very aloof. I was going to be an actress.
You were a star.
What man wants to be constantly with this beautiful woman getting all this attention? It's very not fun for a guy. I don't.
Whoa! I have to disagree with you, Marion. I think that would be a blast.
Yeah. Well, you must be very secure.
In November, I will be married, and you talked to my wife before I went on the air. 47 years.
Well, that's extraordinary.
That's extraordinary. I have 2 sons.
You wanted that, didn't you? I think people are now beginning to want that.
I know where my next meal's coming from. if that's any consolation. It's worked out fine. There's no problems with it, you know. I guess I am an oddity these days, especially in the entertainment business.
Yeah,
that's kind of crazy. You got to come back and visit with us.
Nice. Love talking to you and all your lovely friends out there.
Well, thank you very much. Will you come back?
Of course.
Okay. I will look forward to that, okay?
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, Marianne.
Thank you, darling.
And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Hey, guys. It's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Russia has halted visa-free tourism for Chinese nationals and stopped issuing them with work visas because of the deadly coronavirus outbreak. 8 cases have been reported in the U.S., the latest in Massachusetts. Dr. Larry Madoff is with the Bureau of Infectious Disease and Laboratory Sciences.
A man recently returned from Wuhan, China, and sought medical care soon after his return to Massachusetts. He has been isolated since that time and will continue to remain isolated until cleared by public health officials. His few close contacts have been identified and are being monitored for any signs or symptoms.
New York City officials are testing for what may be the first case of the disease there. Beginning on Sunday, the U.S. will direct flights from China to 7 major airports where passengers can be screened. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
And around the world, you are listening to Ron Seggi today. Our next guest hasn't been with us in too long a period of time, and he used to join us many, many times, and we're glad he's back on TV, but yet we see him all the time talking about good health, and we'll chat about that too. It's Tuesdays on the USA Network, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. The Biggest Loser joining us right now is his host and our friend, Bob Harper. Hi, Bob. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
I'm good. Nice to be back. It's like, I love that voice of yours.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I wish more women would think that way because it would make me a lot more popular. Before we start talking about the new season, which I'm very excited about, I would be remiss because I have not talked to you since your tragic heart attack at the very young age of 51, and I know you're feeling well. Are you not?
I feel really good. I mean, it's been a long haul, let me tell you, but I can honestly say that after almost 3 years, I've been able to kind of put my life back together in a manageable way, and I feel better and stronger than ever.
Well, you know, I know that a lot of people have said that how can somebody who's on a show such as this have a heart attack? And I know that they found out that it's a result of genetics, and I lost my father with a massive heart attack at age 55. So I will tell you that I feel the same way you do. I'm a nervous wreck every time I get any pain in the chest.
Yeah, I know. I feel like I used to have an idea of, and so many people do, have an idea of what a person at risk of a heart attack looks like. And, you know, they're overweight, they smoke, they drink, you know, all these. And what I have learned is that we are all at risk, and how important it is to know your body and your health from the inside out. It's not just seeing somebody that looks great and thinks, oh, they're the picture of health.
Right.
Not the case.
Yeah. Did you eat rather non-healthy prior to that?
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, I've always been really good with my diet. When I had my heart attack, physically, I was like in some of the best shape of my life. That's why it was such a shock to so many people.
If that was the case, what did they attribute it to then? Just genetics?
Yeah, I have a genetic issue, and once I found that out, it's something called LP little a, lipoprotein A, and it's a simple cholesterol test that you can get checked the next time you get your cholesterol checked. And a lot of people don't do that, and more people are doing that since what has happened to me.
Now, was there a history of heart trouble in your family?
I did, but the thing that was so interesting is my mother died of a heart attack at 72. My grandfather died of a heart attack at 72. So when you're dealing with people having heart attacks around that age, it's not so much of a red flag as when, like, you know, you have family history of a mother or father having one in their 40s or their 50s. People are having heart attacks so much younger these days.
Yeah, yeah. Gee, you're only 51 when you had it.
I was 51 when I had it.
Yeah,
not only did I have a heart attack, I went into cardiac arrest.
Oh, my gosh. You're okay now, though. You feel great.
I am good. Good. Thank you.
You look great on the commercials. You really do. Let's talk about the return of the Biggest Loser. This is exciting. Now, you were involved with this in the first, 17, 18 seasons?
I was in the show all 17 seasons, and it's a beloved show that I feel like a lot of people are going to be excited to see again. You know, we're on USA Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock, 8 p.m. Central, and I think that you're going to see contestants that are asking for help and are willing to do anything that it takes, and I'm just really proud of this season.
Now, when you choose people for this, obviously they have got to follow the schematic, if you will, of what you and everybody else tells them to do in order to accomplish this. Is that difficult to find a person? Because, you know, it's like a New Year's resolution. How many New Year's resolutions are broken because people say, I'm going to go on a diet, and by January 8th, they say, well, I don't know if I like this too much.
Yeah, I think that it gets really difficult for people because if you really want to
change your life, lose weight if you're struggling with your weight. It's something that you have to be diligent with, and it's not just like doing it for a couple of weeks and then thinking, okay, I don't want to do it anymore. You have to like put yourself first on the top of your to-do list every single day. And I think that people will lose weight, and then they start to fall back in their old ways, and that's why so many people end up gaining their weight back.
Can you lose weight and not, and I don't want to say not totally not exercise, you know, go out and run a couple of miles or walk 5 miles a day. Can you lose weight without doing that? I mean, are there means of doing it? And I'm not even talking about some of these programs that you see on TV where they say, you know, we'll give you this food and you're going to lose. Or you eat and you lose weight. I mean, can you lose weight and not go into a very complex set of exercises?
Well, I'll tell you this. People think that they can just lose weight by exercising, and that is just simply not the case. It is so much about what you eat and how you eat, more so than anything else. Weight loss is helped by exercise, but it is fueled by the way that you eat.
Okay, so Bob, can you eat well and not exercise, I guess?
I'll tell you this, I would want you to exercise because it's good for your overall health.
Right.
But like, exercise can mean so many things at this point. Exercise could mean going for a walk with your dogs or your husband, wife, partner. It could just be, you know, finding something that you enjoy doing that gets you up off the sofa and moving around. But people are always like, I don't have time to exercise. Well, if you say that, that's basically just an excuse.
Right.
But you always have time to make right food choices.
Yeah. Oh, see, I'm a big subscriber to the right food choices. Now, it's not because I can't walk, or I guess it's just one of those deals where, you know, you just don't do it. You know, I don't have the time. You know, all the excuses that you hear all the time from people, and I fall into that category. But I am very conscientious about the food that I eat, and it just seems that I don't lose as much weight as I want to just doing that. So I guess I have to have some kind of a combination of both.
You've got to have some combination of both. If you're trying to lose weight, you've got to create a caloric deficit, and exercising is going to help with that caloric deficit. But what I see so many people do is they work out, and so in their mind they feel entitled to eat whatever they want. It's like I always crack up when I see these people that will go into you know, a group fitness class. They'll take their Soul Cycle. They'll burn, like, you know, say they burn 500 calories, and then they're in a coffee shop ordering a scone and some, you know, a big drink, and it's like you've just negated that 45 minutes that you were just in that class.
Yeah.
So it's like you have to be aware of everything that you're doing.
Bob, how do you choose the 12 contestants in the show?
We have a whole casting team that interviews people all over the country. You know, it is a hard job for them to do because, you know, so many people are wanting help, especially when they found out their Biggest Loser was coming back. You know, they know that we can help them any way that we can, and so it's a hard job for the casting directors.
What has been the largest loss of weight in those 17 seasons?
Yeah, you know, that's a really good question. I mean, people that have lost like over 200 pounds in this reboot, you're going to see so many different kinds of weight losses. It's not about like, you know, these big extreme numbers. It's about these off-the-scale victories, too, that I think people are going to be so inspired by. Because what we really try to do in this reboot is show that everybody can be a winner, and it could be that, you know, you ran your first mile, like you'll see in the very first episode. You were able to get from point A to point B, and you've never done that before. Those kind of victories, I think, are going to speak so strongly with this reboot.
Tuesdays at 9 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time on USA. Survivors Have Heart. Can you tell us a little bit about that, Bob?
Yeah, Survivors Have Heart is something that is very near and dear to me because since my heart attack, I have worked so closely with fellow heart attack survivors. I've teamed up with AstraZeneca, and we travel around the country, and we all get together, and we not only talk to the fellow survivors, but their caretakers also, and it's beautiful. It's so uplifting, and I just couldn't be more proud of it.
Good. Would you do me a favor, though, Bob? Would you continue to stay healthy, and please join us sooner than the last time?
Yes, sir. I would love to.
Okay, Bob, good luck with the show. Look forward to it, and I love your little dogs on the commercials.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Bob. Bob Harper has been our guest. He's the host of USA Network's The Biggest Loser. It's back Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock Eastern Time on USA.
Thank you, Ron. It's nice talking to you.
And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And you're listening to Ron Sedgy today, live nationwide and around the world. Well, the flu season is here. I've had my flu shot. But there are so many things going on across the country when it comes to flu. And this flu season, they're saying, is probably going to be worse than many in the past decades, and that's not what we want to hear. Joining us right now, though, is somebody who can shed some light on it. She's a Yale and Harvard-trained emergency physician, the author of the national best-selling book Mom Hacks. You've seen her on TV, CNN, Dr. Oz, many more. And she is a clinical assistant professor at the University of Tennessee School of Medicine. She's busy, busy, busy. Joining us is Dr. Daria Gillespie. Hello, doctor. How are you?
I'm well, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing good now that you're here and could take care of any ailments that I might have during the next few minutes. Doctor, tell us about the flu season, why this one could be a little bit more difficult than ones in the past.
Yeah, absolutely, Ron. That's a really good question. So this year, the CDC says that up to 21 million people have been sickened by the flu virus in the U.S., and we've really tragically seen about 8,000 deaths as a result. We're also seeing more illness in younger children, partly because we see more influenza B this year, which tends to sicken more infants and young children as well. So it's not been a great flu season for us.
Now, when you get a flu shot, do they know going into the season what the types of flu that might be around? Do they know, like you said, B? Do they know that it's that when they make this medicine? I'm asking a very elementary, probably stupid question.
No, it is not remotely stupid. If that were a stupid question, if anybody figured that out, it would be worth billions and trillions of dollars and many lives saved. So that's a great question. The truth is they try to look at places like Australia where the flu tends to emerge every year early and they have to kind of guess where it's going to be in the U.S. in 6 to 8 months. And the problem is some of the strains of the flu virus mutate very quickly. So they do their best and they make an educated guess. But that's why we see flu vaccine efficacy usually around, 40 to 60%. That may sound low, Ron, but if you think about it, you wear your seatbelt, and your seatbelt does not guarantee a 100% chance that you will not be injured in an accident.
Right, right. When you have a flu shot, how long does it last? You get some shots that last like forever, but in this particular case, I get one every year, so I am assuming that it doesn't last more than 12 months.
Yeah, so the flu shot usually lasts about the length of the season, which is why you tell people to get your shot in around September, late September, early October, because it does start to wear off that immunity. And, of course, partly it's the immunity wearing off, and partly it's because by the next year the flu virus has mutated again and different strains are out. That's why you do need to get it every single year, as opposed to some types of vaccines that you can get for life.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about how you optimize the immune system so that you can stay healthy all year long as that starts to decrease its effectiveness as a shot.
Yes, absolutely, Ron. So first off, I want to talk to you about hand washing. It may seem very elementary, but I bet a lot of our listeners may not be washing the right way. So do you know how long you're supposed to be washing your hands?
I don't know, but I wash my hands like 4 million times a day.
Good. So maybe I'm preaching to the choir for you, but for your viewers, I tell my children and tell everybody, wash your hands like a surgeon. So that means you got to wash your hands long enough, so 20 seconds, which is two rounds of happy birthday with warm water and soap. And then I say, to be safe, up to your elbows. And then I do not want you taking your clean hands and touching that dirty faucet handle. Use a paper towel to turn off the faucet and to open the bathroom door.
It's funny because when you go into a restroom in a public building and you do all that, you're kind of like locked in this room because you don't want to touch anything after you've done all that, and we're looking around for towels and everything else. But what about the people who literally, and I experienced this recently in the airport and in a mall, they really have no social value when it comes to sneezing, coughing right in your face. I'm standing at the elevator. This guy walks by. You think he had malaria. He doesn't cover his mouth. I mean, what do you do in situations like that? Some people are just plain ignorant when it comes to that.
Yeah, it's true. And I think in times like that, it is self-preservation. If there's somebody around you and they are coughing and sneezing and they are not doing anything to prevent the spread of it, step away, walk away. Just don't put yourself at risk because they can. Every time they're doing it, they could be spreading those germs to you. It's still socially unacceptable to pull out a wipe and try to wipe this person down. Don't do that, Ron. Just walk away.
Are there any other health topics that become prevalent this time of the year? Everything in the news now is about China, which, by the way, I want to ask you about, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I have friends that are going to China for an extended month-long excursion starting in April into May. Now, that's like 90 days away, 60 days away. The problem that is going on in China right now, would that be resolved in that short period of time? I can't imagine.
You know, that's a very good question. This is the new coronavirus in China is such a new thing. We've never seen this strain of virus before. There is absolutely no way to predict what's going to be happening 90 days from now. I'm really leaning into the guidance of the CDC and the World Health Organization in terms of what they're telling us to do, and I don't think it's possible to know. I do tell people the same thing that you need to do to protect yourself against the flu and cold this year are the same things that you should be doing to protect yourself against the coronavirus. So if you're doing those things, then you're doing everything right. And I think one other tip to give people is, you know, the power of disinfecting surfaces. So the flu virus and many viruses can stay on hard surfaces for up to 24 hours. So somebody sneezes on that, sneezes on a surface, or they rub their nose with their hand, they touch that faucet, you come by and touch it, it's spread to you. So that's why I was happy to team up with Clorox disinfecting wipes, because that's something I do every night in my home to wipe down those surfaces, and I take them when I travel with me now, too.
Oh, me too. I do the same thing. I recently saw a news story that talked about how dirty the trays are on airplanes, and I go crazy in restaurants with salt and pepper shakers. You know, you want to wipe down everything.
Yes, I mean, every one of us has picked up that ketchup bottle in the restaurant, and it's sticky, and you wonder what's on that. So I don't have shame during cold and flu season to pull out my disinfecting wipes and wipe things down.
What about this feeling that you talk about? Crazy busy, and I've got it.
So this came from this feeling that, you know, we're a nation of strivers and drivers, but it's starting to make us pay for it because we're starting to be very tired, we're exhausted, we're burned out, and we're in what I call crazy busy mode. But one thing I say, I'm an ER doctor, but you can be as busy as an ER doctor without being crazy busy. So one of the things I talk to people about is taking the crazy busy quiz, getting their score, and then finding ways to cut back on that crazy busy mentality, because it doesn't just feel miserable. It actually harms our ability to think, and it's bad for our health, too.
Oh, I can imagine that. Where can we go, doctor, for more information? You're terrific.
Oh, thank you so much. So are you, Ron. This has been a pleasure. But I know our audience may want more information. So Clorox.com is a great place to go to learn how to fight back against the cold and the flu and really stay healthy all year long.
I think it's a great idea, and we're going to take that advice. And I hope that you join us again, too, because we'd love to have you come back and talk about other ways to prevent poor health in our life.
It would be my pleasure, Ron.
Dr. Daria Gillespie talking about how to avoid getting into the trap of cold and flu season. Very, very bright lady.
Thank you, Ron. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Look forward to having you back.
Thank you, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
taking advantage of one of the most valuable assets to advertise? Your company vehicles? Well, if not, you should. The least expensive way of promoting your business is with SignZoo, the full-service graphic professionals. From design to installation, your vehicles will shine with your logo, services, phone number, website information, and more as it goes down the road. And we aren't talking about paint. We're talking about the latest, most popular, inexpensive, and easily changeable graphic wraps. Why go through the expense of painting your message when SignZoo can wrap it? SignZoo's licensed, insured, and professional graphic designers service the country nationwide, and their warranty is the best in the industry. Your entire vehicle becomes the most effective form of outdoor advertising. Cars, trucks, buses, boats, SignZoo can wrap them all, and 100% satisfaction is guaranteed. Visit their website today at SignZoo.com. That's SignZoo.com, the leader in vehicle advertising and color changes for over two decades. Well, that's going to wrap up hour number one of Ron Segi today on the Super Bowl weekend, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests this first hour, Olympic gold medalist Scott Hamilton, actress Marion Ross, from The Biggest Loser, Bob Harper, and Dr. Daria Gillespie. Next hour, author Gary Moore will be here. We're going to be talking about a book called Hey Buddy, coming up on February 3rd, would have marked the 61st anniversary of the passing of Buddy Holly. Also, KC and the Sunshine Band will be here, and we're going to be chatting about what to do for Super Bowl Sunday food-wise, it's not too late, with Elizabeth Haskell. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Segi today. We're going to pause briefly. When we return, our first guest, the second hour, will be Gary Moore.